This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Trivia Friday, we call it. We're here. Well, we're here on Fridays.
Woohoo! Right.
And I know that's a giveaway, but we're here on Fridays.
And if you can't figure that out, folks, you need to be in school with us.
Right.
Learning.
Exactly.
We'll be learning you something.
I'm Tim Wildman with Ed Vitagliano and Kendra White. And we thank you for listening to this show. If you'd like to watch the program, go to our Today's Issues Facebook page, and you can live video stream and or comment on the show as well there. And then you can send us an email at comments@AFR.net. You know, we are mindful of the hurricane that's about to hit Florida and or other parts of the U.S.
It's amazing how listeners from all over are calling in and seeing how it's affecting Georgia and Texas, right, and Florida and
almost everybody,
Alabama. Everywhere.
Almost everybody knows somebody,
right,
that's affected in some way. Ed's dad's 88 years old, driving from Boca Raton to Tupelo,
right,
somewhere out there. And J.J. Jasper and his family on their way back from Orlando. And everybody, and most people who have called in here know somebody. Are they impacted themselves? Like the caller from South Georgia,
right,
having family come up from,
yeah,
Florida. Caller from Daphne, Alabama, Mobile,
mm-hmm,
area.
Right.
So anyway, big, big event here for our country. And we just hope and pray for the best,
yeah,
in a bad situation here. All right, we're going to repeat our questions. Nonetheless, we will continue to play trivia,
right,
here on American Family Radio. But sometimes we feel kind of odd playing trivia and having fun when so many people are going through trauma, so many of our fellow Americans. But at the same time, you know, we recognize that. We want to ask people to pray for it. But other than that, there's not a lot we can do.
If you're stuck, right, in traffic, right, maybe this,
yeah,
will,
yeah, lighten it up.
Give you some trivia.
Help you a little
to
bit.
What,
sure,
do you got, Ed?
All right, here are my questions. My unbelievably hard question, apparently. The Federalist Papers were a collection of essays promoting the ratification of the U.S. Constitution.
True.
Yes. How many essays were there?
Maybe you need to make that multiple choice for us. You know, give us some,
all right,
options.
I'm 1776.
I'm going to make it multiple choice.
Please,
Kendra White has a good idea. There were 65, there were 75, there were 85, ooh, there were 95.
I was going to guess 17, so now I know.
Yes, you were way off.
I'll bet less than 5% of Americans know the answer to that question.
Yeah.
Oh, all,
it's
right,
a hard question.
And I have for next week, I had another Federalist Paper question. But I now have to rethink it.
Yeah.
I have to rethink it now.
I just put that in the file. Get back
in
to
the
it
file.
A couple of years. What do you got, Kendra?
All right. Well, I have
some
more questions. It's all right. What does the word Volkswagen mean in English? The German car,
right,
Volkswagen. The name Volkswagen means something. What is it in English? And what is the name of the famous German highway system? I guess we'll find out just how famous it is or isn't, depending on whether anyone can answer that.
Have you all seen the videos on YouTube of people pronouncing German words? Like they'll say, this is the word in French, butterfly. This is in English, butterfly. And then they say it in German. And they go through all these series of words. That's what,
yeah,
I hear when I hear Volkswagen.
Guttural language.
It is.
Yeah.
All right. So I have, we're still looking for the company that produces the most tires in the world. Who produces the most tires?
And what is their name in German?
Exactly.
Just kidding.
Also, the armor of God from Ephesians. See if you can list them in order.
In order.
And tea bags were accidentally invented in the U.S. in what year?
And how were they accidentally invented?
If you know it, that's bonus. But
yeah,
it's 1828, 1888, 1908, or 1928.
All right, here are my three questions. Pardon me. I think I have two left here. Who said of his quantum theory, God does not play dice?
Mm-hmm.
Number two, what plant does natural vanilla flavoring come from? What plant does natural vanilla flavoring come from? There are my two questions.
Like what, right, we get vanilla extract, vanilla that goes in your ice cream,
yes,
all
ma'am
of that.
That would be
correct. We thank the Lord for whatever plant it is, because yeah. vanilla is awesome.
Right. People, it gets a bad rap for being plain.
It's expensive, yeah, though.
Yeah, exactly.
Plain is vanilla.
It is expensive.
Vanilla? Is it really?
Not just extract, but no. I don't want to give
away
the answer.
I remember extract being used for is a homemade ice cream.
Yeah.
But maybe it's...
It's in everything it's baking.
Is it really?
It's in cookies. It's in...
Vanilla extract is? Okay. Shows you how much baking I do, right? All right, let's go back to
the phones.
Yes.
All right, we go to Kansas, and Luke has been waiting for quite a long time. Luke, thank you for your patience, and welcome to Trivia Friday.
Thank you.
Well, Luke, you want to ask, answer, or do both?
I'll do both.
All right, which question do you want to answer?
I want to answer the Volkswagen question.
All right, Luke, what does the word Volkswagen mean in English?
People's car?
The people's car.
The people's car. That makes
the
sense.
Volkswagen.
Volkswagen.
People's car. That's right.
Was that done during Nazi Germany? Or
that was Adolf Hitler told the German automobile companies he wanted a car for, I forget the amount of money, was some incredibly low amount, and they said, we can't do that. You know, for that, but they got it just above that. He wanted a car for people, and the big put on was no one could actually get their car right away. They had to wait for it.
So oh wow!
It was kind of one of those deals. So, but that was under Adolf Hitler. The people's, we want the car for the people's.
Now everybody driving one feels a little bit intimidated.
Yes, now you're driving a Volkswagen. I have a Volkswagen. Yes.
All right, Luke. What's your question for us?
My question is, which two people were in the home run race in the MLB in 1998?
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire.
Yep.
That's right. That's Mr. Baseball right there that answered your question.
I clap for myself.
Yes, sir.
Okay.
What was the year?
1998.
1998.
All
right. Good question, Luke.
Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire. They sort of a... Baseball had been sort of in the doldrums for a few years, and they said that sparked a comeback among baseball fans because the nation was paying attention.
Yeah.
It went beyond baseball. Of course, they later learned that it was steroid-induced. Yeah. But
that's right.
Anyway, it was fun while we didn't know.
It was.
Right? Wonder why their heads were getting so big. But anyway, watching the ball.
Well, actually, their heads weren't going to be. There's their bodies. They just became pinheaded.
Oh, man. Sammy Sosa, especially. But, Luke, thank you for that question, and I appreciate you calling, my friend.
Thank you.
Okay. Nice. That's Luke from Kansas. You're listening to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. We also call this
Learning University.
Learning University is on the air, and we're here for another 17 minutes to make you what, Ed?
More smarterer and more betterer.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So we guarantee that. We guarantee if you listen to this program every week, we guarantee you a 1 point increase on your IQ every week.
Right.
Every week. Right. You listen for 52 weeks, you get your IQ will increase 52 points.
Right.
We guarantee that or your money
an
back.
An IQ test. Do you remember taking your IQ test?
I do.
Do you? Okay, I don't remember that. Does that mean anything to you? Do you remember yours, Kendra?
I've taken them on the internet like every once in a while. I don't know what's reliable,
but don't
though.
You take
like,
it when you're four
wait, you
or
can't
something?
Take an
no,
IQ test
you
on
do.
The internet.
It'll tell you what Disney princess you are, what flower you are. Like,
what?
I don't know how reliable
I know
is.
Those. I've taken
I just don't
some
remember. I just remember my mom telling me I'm a 110.
I don't put much stock in it.
You don't?
Listen, my IQ is...
So is 110 good or bad?
I guess, I don't know. It's maybe average.
See what the range
is that average? Am I just average?
Mine's 210.
210? You're 100 higher than me?
No.
That makes me feel
inferior. No, I'm just
inferior.
Kidding. I don't think anybody's 210. That's...
Okay.
What is the range? What is like brilliance?
Yeah. What are you asking me for? I don't know.
You know what?
If you don't know what brilliance is,
that's a good trivia question, Kendra. Get that ready for
us
next time.
Good idea.
What is a brilliant IQ?
Yeah.
There you go. That'd be a good question. What's considered genius?
Yeah. Okay. Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Let's ask our questions for the final time today.
Okay. The Federalist Papers, I'm almost sorry to have to ask this, folks. The Federalist Papers were a collection of essays promoting the ratification of the U.S. Constitution. How many essays were there? I've been forced to make this a multiple choice question. because apparently people can't Google anymore. Okay, how many essays were there? Was it 65, 75, 85, or 95 Federalist Papers? My last question, what is the name of the famous German highway system? What is the name of the famous German highway system?
Hey, I'm sitting here looking at this IQ chart.
Yeah, what you got?
Well, I guess this is good and bad for me.
Good and bad?
Well, I'm a 110.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't mind telling you, I'm 54 years old. I've had my family.
You're confident in who you are?
I'm married for a long, long time. There's nothing I can
hide.
It's going to help me or hurt me either way.
Okay.
So I'm a 110. I'll just tell you straight up. It says I'm normal.
Well, that's good though, right?
That's what I mean. That's good.
Yeah.
But then it keeps going up from there. Not down much. You see what I'm saying here?
No, I don't. I'm not following.
I'm telling you, I'm in the normal category where most Americans are, I guess, or most people are. But you go 115 to 130, you're superior IQ. You get to 130 to 145, you're very superior. Can you be? I didn't know there's a difference between superior and very superior.
Oh, there is. And they don't, they don't associate with each other.
They have different. We're getting into Mensa territory here now, aren't we? Above 145, you're a genius or
wow.
A near genius. Now, I don't know how far it goes to one after 145.
What is 210?
What 210 is a lie.
Yeah.
That's what 210
well,
is.
Well, then that accurately describes
you
what
lied.
I said.
You can't reach 210.
Does not exist.
I do think you end the IQ thing somewhere around 160 or 165.
Yeah, I think like, you know, Albert Einstein was like 175 or something.
That's crazy.
Right. Had you put Albert Einstein and me together, if we had been teamed up,
you get the 210.
That'd have been quite a combo right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, it's like a quantum theory. I have a quantum theory, and your question is
what
you know what I said when I came up with my quantum theory?
What is your quantum theory?
I said booyah.
Booyah.
That's what I said. That's my quantum theory, pal. What do you think of that?
Back to the booyah phones.
All right, I got to get off the IQ scale here, the score distribution,
and
then get back to the...
I'm normal.
You are normal, sir. Okay, we go to Arkansas. Jerry is on the line. Jerry, the first thing we got to ask you is, what is your IQ? That's how you get into the school. No, we're just kidding.
I have no earthly idea.
Somebody's going to say, that's personal.
Yeah.
But that's anyway.
Personal, pal.
Or you could tell us your weight. It's up to you.
Or
your
age.
Your weight, or your age.
Whatever you want to do.
One of those.
My age.
All right. Well, Jerry, is your age higher or lower than your IQ?
Well, I'll be 67 on Monday.
Well,
that's a pretty low IQ.
You don't sound a day over 57.
No, she doesn't.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Thanks.
All right.
Well, you have a very enthusiastic and energetic and pleasant voice, Jerry. So.
Well, thank you so much. Well, and I'll say welcome from the great state of Arkansas.
Amen.
All right. Well,
what part of Arkansas you live in?
Well, we live rural. We live our life in Cabot, but we have a Lone Oak mailing address. We're between the two. We're just north of the air base in Jacksonville.
Yes. No, exactly. Been there several times. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah. And JJ's been to our church, actually.
Oh, that's awesome.
Eons
ago. And you'll never be the same.
Yeah, a long time ago. Never be the same. And it hasn't.
Well, Jerry, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Here you go.
I'm being mocked.
But hey, I was going to tell Tim, my husband and I are excited. We're going to see you a week from tomorrow. No, a week from Sunday.
Awesome. Going to Williamsburg with me?
We are. We're so excited. Yeah.
Yeah, we're going to have a great time. The Williamsburg, Jamestown, Yorktown trip there.
That's awesome.
Yes, we're excited. We're so excited.
Awesome.
So anyway, okay, I'm going to do both. My question to you is kind of archaic, but I'll do it anyway. But first, I want to answer the armor of God.
Okay, great. In order, can you list the armor of God as it appears in Ephesians?
Yes. You ready?
Yes.
I'm ready for you.
Ready.
Okay. You gird your loins with truth.
Yep.
You put on the breastplate of righteousness.
Right.
You shod your feet with the preparation of the gospel of peace.
Mm-hmm.
And then, in addition to all, you take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to extinguish all the flaming missiles of the evil one. And take the helmet of salvation and the word of the Spirit, which is the word of God.
She got it.
All right.
Great job, Jerry.
That is good. You know, that's we're having fun with that, but that is a deep spiritual truth.
Application, absolutely.
Yes, absolutely.
It
because
is. Absolutely.
I knew Jerry was going to get it correct when she said her question for us was archaic. So I was like, oh, fancy words here. This is a smart one.
But we're supposed to, it's spiritual warfare we're engaged in, is what the Bible's teaching.
That's right. Yeah. That's exactly right. We are, and now more than ever. But okay, several years ago, several summers ago, I mean several, I read through and studied Isaiah, and I'm not a, Instagram, and I do Facebook, but anyway, computer and all that stuff, I'm just not into it. But anyway, as I read through, Twitter had just come on the scene, and I don't do Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
But did you? Oh shoot! I just gave you the answer. I was gonna
is it about the other
passage?
Oh, the word Twitter.
I was going to ask if you heard the word Twitter was in the Bible.
No,
Yeah, the word your word Twitter is in the Bible. It says something about the people twittering like doves or something in mourning.
Yep.
Is that why dove is used for a symbol for Twitter?
I told you.
I don't know.
I studied that. Yep, that's exactly right. So.
Really?
That's great.
Twitter is anointed of God. Is that what you're saying?
Only in judgment. Only in judgment. Hey, right. Jerry,
that's right.
We had a little bit of a malfunction, and so you answered a question correctly, and we need to play this.
Woo-hoo! I thought that would be the cowbell.
Did you?
I can't believe that won the cowbell.
The beloved cowbell.
Well, we had a little bit of a malfunction, and Brent Greeley pressed the button, but instead it shut the lights off in the nearest bathroom. So a little miswiring there, but so you answered correctly the mystery question. And if you're watching on Facebook Live, watching our live streaming, Tim is holding up the cup that you have won. Well, not that.
We'll wash
cup.
It before
That's
we send
Tim's.
It to you.
That's
Tim.
No. I'm making a pot of soup and meatloaf and a casserole. I'm just doing the Friday thing, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, it's not going to get there in time for you to drink coffee after you're done cooking, however.
Jerry, that sounds so good.
I know, I'm coming.
Good.
We're on our way.
Come on up.
All right.
The door's always open.
Celebrate a Friday.
Thank you, Jerry. Hold on. We'll get your address and mail you this travel mug.
Okay.
You bring it to
I get it in time to bring with you?
Yes, you
week.
Will. You bring it to Williamsburg.
Okay, well, I'll bring it, and we really are looking forward to that. It's going to be it's one of our bucket trips.
That's awesome.
No pressure, right?
Yeah.
Thank you, Jerry.
I'm going to put you on hold,
okay.
Jerry.
Okay.
By the way, highest IQ ever recorded was 228.
Oh, so there is
is one higher, Marilyn Voss.
So when I guessed that 160, 165 was topping out, I was wrong. Because why? Because I'm an average person.
Because we fall into normal.
I'm normal.
You're normal.
All right. They do list. I'm listed as normal. At least that's good. Trivia Friday.
I've always thought of you as normal. Nothing abnormal.
I think they put that in there because they don't want to put average.
Yeah.
Yeah. I had a friend once in school. His name was Abby something. What was it? Abby Normal.
Abby Normal.
Abby
Normal. Yep.
You know what that's
young
from.
Young Frankenstein.
Young Frankenstein.
All right, Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Back to the phones we go.
We go back to the phones. We go to Mississippi, and Tim is on the line. Tim, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
You know, you're welcome, Tim. That's what we do here. And welcome to the program. You want to ask, answer, or do both?
Well, I'll try to do both here.
All right, which question?
So I got to preface this.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to answer the question about the German highway.
Okay. Well, what is the name of the famous German highway system?
Okay, the famous German highway system is the Autobahn. Mm-hmm.
The Autobahn. Mm-hmm. That's
correct.
Right.
Good job.
There is no speed limit or something crazy
I've been on
like
it.
That. Have you been? You've driven on it?
I haven't driven on it.
Oh.
I've been on
I
a boat.
But I do own a people's car. That is what I drive, and I would love to drive it on there someday, but...
Yes, you own a Volkswagen.
I have been on the Autobahn in a tour bus. And you're correct. There is no speed limit, so it's just people doing what they want to do. It's the worst of the human spirit unleashed. For an American, it'll terrify you.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't have a ton of wrecks there, do they? Doesn't everybody kind of self-regulate?
I don't know. I had my head closed, my eyes closed, and my head between my legs. They may not. Maybe they're safe drivers. Although there's only those Volkswagens do top out at about 40, so I think that may be the reason. No, they got
I own a new Volkswagen Beetle, and they were engineered, even though they're a small, tiny car, they were engineered to drive at least 100 miles per hour on the Autobahn.
Wow, Volkswagen Beetles?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
So.
All right.
Anyway.
Well, what's your question for us, Tim?
Well, since we're from Wisconsin, and we're heading back there right now, and we're of German descent, we'll stick with the German theme. And this is more for Tim. It'll take you back and show history a few years. But the question is, what German sausage gets Tim Wildman so tickled, the name of it, that he can hardly continue the show?
Well, we're glad you saved it for the end of the program. All right, Tim.
Bratwurst?
This must be from a past.
No.
What was it, Tim?
Blood sausage?
Well, it was... like I said, back in history of the show, this happened. The name of the sausage is Wiener Schnitzel.
Wiener Schnitzel still does not disappoint.
Yeah.
Wiener Schnitzel.
I have some popcorn. Give me a Coke and some M&Ms and a Wiener Schnitzel.
Well, my uncle named his third son Wiener Schnitzel.
and they quit talking when he was age 7 after he learned what his dad had done to him.
He had it legally changed to Bob. But originally he was Wiener Schnitzel. Wiener Schnitzel, get me my slippers.
Yeah.
That was an Irish accent. Yeah. I don't know why, but
oh my word.
Tim. Yeah,
it would be a good name for a wiener dog.
Yeah. It would be a good polka band name, too, Wiener Schnitzel.
Welcome to the stage.
Wiener Schnitzel. All right.
Polka life.
All right. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
God bless you guys.
All right. God bless you. Polka.
What does JJ always talk about? Makes me crack up. He talks about it. An Amish rap band, rapper, or something like that,
rapper or something.
An Amish rapper, or
yeah,
or throw a polka in the mix and just make it a new kind of sound.
Yeah. Wow, Amish polka rap,
polka heavy metal mix combo. There,
we ought to find for next show. We ought to find some polka music and then have JJ do some rap to it.
Oh man,
I would pay to see that. All right, Trivia Friday is winding down. I don't think we have time for another call, so let's go ahead and give the answers to the questions that were not answered today by our.
All right, well, guys.
I guess our average.
Average Joe?
No, not average. Our normal.
Our normal.
Our normal listeners.
Yes,
out there.
Normal. All right, well, here's the Federalist Papers collection of essays. How many essays were there? 65, 75, 85, 95?
75.
I'll go with Kendra.
85 essays.
Okay. All right. That's a big part of American history, so I'm glad we learned that.
Yes. And that's all I had left. I had the Autobahn, and then we have the Wiener Schnitzel.
Okay. Well, the company that produces the most number of tires in the world. Any guesses?
Goodyear?
Mm-mm. Michelin?
Firestone?
Lego
tires?
The little tiny tires that they put on
Oh, trick question.
Yeah.
Trick question.
Is that all you got left? Let's see. And tea bags were invented accidentally in 1908. And people just thought they were supposed to seep them in the bags.
They were supposed to what?
They weren't supposed to
seep them. Who said of his quantum theory, God does not play dice? That would be Mr. Albert Einstein.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah.
He is not in my family tree.
Big shot with the big IQ.
what was the other one I had that wasn't answered? Oh, what plant does natural vanilla flavoring come from?
Vanilla bean?
The vanilla bean.
The orchid. Really? Hey, we're out of time, folks. Have a great weekend. Thank you so much for joining us.